male animal.
One man told me that they just gave the bull a name, and they referred to him as Old John or Old Frank, and this was a way of avoiding it. Do you think that would be, you remember that? You're nodding your head, and I'm saying it, so I'll, you know, you'd be surprised when I get back to Atlanta, and I have, say, 30 or 40 tapes to listen to. I always try to get it on the tape, and then I will know. If you nodded your head, I won't remember too long. All right, if you have a cow that is expecting, you say Daisy is going to
have a calf.
The animal that you ride is a
horse.
And you might have two
horses.
The female of the horse is
male.
All right. You put a child in a bed. You might have to put something up against the side because you say we have to be careful because last night he fell
out of the bed.
Do you ever use fell out to mean fainted? She fell out, meaning she fainted.
Yes.
Now, would you be more likely to say she fell out or she fainted and fell out?
Perhaps fainted and fell out, or just fainted.
Someone said to me one time that the falling was after the fainting, that you couldn't say fell out without saying fainted, that you said fainted because that was what she did and then she fell out. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do you agree with that?
At least you fell after she fainted, but sometimes to fall out means that you do faint.
I see. So it could be used without saying fainted, too. All right, fine. What you put on a horse's feet to keep him from wearing are the
horseshoe.
And these are put, you would have four
horseshoes.
All right. The part of the horse that these are attached to are his
hoofs.
And one of these would be a
hoof.
Do you know anything about sheep in this area? Have they had many sheep?
Not many.
A male sheep is a
ram.
Do you remember anything they might have called him to avoid saying ram in front of a lady?
No.
All right. A female sheep is a
ewe.
You bring in your sheep and you shear off the
wool.
All right, now talking about the animals on a farm that go oink oink. These are the
pigs.
And when they get older and bigger, you call them
hogs.
All right, a male hog who has not been castrated is a
bull.
And one who has been castrated is a
I don't know.
A barra?
I guess that's the word.
Well, I mean, have you heard it?
Yes, I've heard the word, but I'm not too familiar with it.
All right. Would you know how they classify hogs, as in gilt and shote and sow and hog? Would you know about the weights and the way they classify them?
Right.
If you have a litter of pigs, you may have one little scroungy one. You call him the...
Runt.
The stiff hair on a hog's neck are his...
Bristles.
Beautiful. The teeth that grow out of a male hog's mouth are his.
Tusks.
Right. When you feed a hog, you put his food in a
trough.
Eating at the wrong time again. Two of these are
troughs.
If you're talking about that you are going to castrate one of your farm animals. If you're referring to doing this to a horse, you'd say, I'm going to do what to my horse?
Yeah, I guess castrate.
Would you use that for a bull?
I guess so. I don't know.
All right. What about an animal, say, like a cat?